Chuck Schumer breaks silence, opposes Trump attack on Iran. By Joel B. Polak on June 21, 2025. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, who once claimed to be Israel's guardian in Congress, put out a statement late Saturday night opposing President Donald Trump's airstrike on Iran's nuclear sites. After a delay of several hours, and long after his colleagues, Republican and Democratic, had reacted, Schumer issued a statement criticizing the attacks and backing legislation to limit Trump's war powers. The criticism from Schumer and other Democrats echoes their criticism of his successful airstrike on Iranian terror general Qasem Soleimani, when they again cited constitutional limitations on the commander-in-chief. In reality, Trump's actions are constitutional, provided that he complies with deadlines established by the existing War Powers Resolution of 1973. Which allows the president to conduct war, provided that he report to Congress within 60 days. Few Democrats objected when President Barack Obama used his war powers, even in excess of those allowed by the War Powers Resolution, as Breitbart News has noted in the past. Few Democrats raised objections when President Barack Obama went to war, often exceeding the boundaries of his legal authority as president. The most notorious case was the Libya War, which President Obama launched in March 2011 without congressional authorization. He continued the war effort beyond the War Powers Resolution's deadlines because, the administration argued, the U.S. was not engaged in hostilities but leading from behind. Some on the left bent over backwards to defend Obama's unconstitutional war. Former Yale Law School Dean Harold Coe was once one of the country's foremost defenders of the notion that the President of the United States can't wage wars without the approval of Congress. The New York Times noted, but later became the administration's defender of the right to stay engaged in a conflict against Libya without congressional approval. Later, when Obama was mulling military action against Syria, an administration that came to power by arguing that the Iraq war had been waged without strong international support argued that war against Syria would have been justified even without the backing of the United Nations Security Council because there was no way to win Russian support regardless, and because the threat of weapons of mass destruction against civilians was dire. Few objected. The proposed War Powers Act, sponsored by Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, with 43 co-sponsors, all of whom are Democrats, would bar President Trump from engaging in war specifically with Iran. Schumer used to play on his name to win support from pro-Israel audiences, noting that the Hebrew word shomer means guardian. In recent years, however, Schumer has launched rhetorical attacks on the Israeli government and has hesitated to defend Israel. He also declined to hold hearings in the Senate about the rise of anti-Semitism on campus, at a time when the Republican-led House of Representatives had held dozens. Update: earlier this month, Schumer taunted Trump for trying to negotiate an agreement with Iran. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.